Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sheba. How may I help you today?
Yes, I don't even know if I really have the right place or not, but I've been having some fraudulent activity on my credit card. And I see this on here, and it says Texas. And it was done March 3rd. Is there any way you can check back on these under my name?
Yes, ma'am. Can you provide me with your zip code? I'll be more than happy to check and see what was ordered.
Zip code is 48865.
Hey, thank you so much for that. May I have your first and last name?
Melissa Geister.
Okay, can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
2802 Cottage Drive, Orleans, Michigan.
All right, thank you so much for that information. I have located an account, and it looks like it's loading a little slow, so just bear with me. Our system has been doing it since yesterday, okay?
Yeah, I just want to make sure I'm the one that made this purchase. I've been out a lot of money the last week.
All right. Thank you so much, Melissa, for being patient with me.
So
I do see here on March 1st where you pay for the skin cream and the skin serum.
See, this is the problem. I didn't order that, and I just got in touch with somebody else about that stuff, too, and they charged me $119 twice. This one charged me $695 twice. See, these are ones I know I don't get it.
Yes, ma'am. So what happened is you paid the $6.95 for the shipping and handling on the skin care cream and serum for the trial. We actually send you out a 30-day supply for that 7-day trial. But after that 7-day is complete, if you don't call in and cancel, we actually charge you the full cost of that bottle and then send you a new bottle every 30 days until you call in and cancel. Has it been working for you?
I haven't even received it. And the other lady said, I got it on the 6th. I haven't got anything. This is what I'm trying to tell you. It's not me. I'm already 63. I don't care what I look like. I'm by myself. And I don't understand it, you know. And the bank alerted me because they know what I normally do, and they knew this wasn't right. So that's why they alerted me on it. And that's why I'm trying to get a hold of you guys. Because it's not mine. I'm not receiving it. I don't want to pay for it. I canceled the card because this is not me. I mean, it's my card, but it's not me ordering. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am. I definitely understand. So you don't, just to make sure you don't recall, maybe clicking on the ad, filling out a survey about
no,
any
ma'am.
Skin cream or skin serum.
No, ma'am, I do not because I'm 63. I'm, like I said, I'm good. I'm good with what I look like.
Yes, ma'am, I definitely understand. So what we would have to do is get you over to our fraud department. They'll be able to assist you over there. What I'm going to do is cancel the account out first before I get you over, and they'll be able to assist you about the charges from here. Give me one second. Right, some put all the information, let them know, you know, the reason for you calling over, what's going on. But that cancellation
Right.
number is going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
663.
663.
614.
Uh-huh.
903.
Okay, 663-614-903.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct. So you don't have to worry about any future charges from our company on our end, and then the fraud department will assist you concerning those charges, okay?
All right, thank you, hon.
You're welcome. Give me 1 second. What I'll do before I get you transferred over, I just want to let you know I thank you for calling customer support, and is there anything else I can help you with before you go?
Nope, I believe that's it.
All right, well. Thanks for calling. Have a good day. One moment.